Are we seeing clearly now? Is the rain gone for the Philadelphia Eagles? We hope so. Hugh Douglas says they've turned a corner. I'm not there yet. Welcome back, Midday Show, 215-592-9494. I just want to quickly say, because the rain is not cleared for the Sixers who open their season tomorrow. I misspoke earlier, and then we'll get back to the Eagles stuff. They're home tomorrow night. Yes. I had said the game was in Milwaukee. It makes the whole thing worse. That, you know, the Embiid thing, so if you missed it, Embiid's not going to play tomorrow night. He'll be reevaluated this weekend, I guess. He's ramping back. He played in the Olympics. Well, what is he ramping back up from? I imagine he was healthy enough to play in the Olympics. So either he re-injured himself and they've lied to us for 3 months, or he wasn't healthy hobbling around the Olympics in the summer. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, that's a good question. Initially, the reports were he was going to play every other day. So I guess everybody was thinking, didn't something happen where he got a little banged up in something and they said he wasn't going to play? This has been...
Well, he hasn't scrimmaged the entire training camp.
Yeah, this has been something for a while. Well, so it doesn't surprise me. The thing that surprised me is right before the end of preseason, Joe, it just seemed like the Sixers were just getting banged up all over the place.
Yeah.
You're talking about Paul George getting hurt.
Max, he got banged up a little bit. He's fine, though.
Yeah, and the rookie got banged up, mm-hmm. I think, in the same game. So, yeah, you kind of figured that going into the beginning of the season, Doc coming to town tomorrow, that you were going to have your full complement of guys.
Yeah, I expected that. It's just the Embiid thing. I don't believe them. I mean, I don't believe
the
Sixers.
You're skeptical about the way that they're handling the situation.
Ramping back up from what? He played in the Olympics.
So we're gonna do a scheduled loss against Doc.
Yeah,
in honor of him.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah,
wonderful.
I got a lot of crap for saying that Embiid should not be anywhere near the Summer Olympics.
You did.
Screw all of you.
Well, screw the Sixers. How about that? They're not being honest. I mean, they slow played this as if he might play. Like, obviously, he wasn't playing the opener. So that's tomorrow night. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Back to the Eagles here, because at least we're potentially turning a corner there. Potentially, I could feel good. Hugh, they've won two straight games. Their defense has played really well in these games.
Yes.
They have not allowed a touchdown. Do you believe they've actually turned the corner?
Yes, I do. I do. And I think that they're trending in the right direction. So, yes, all of that. All of that in the bag of chips. I'm excited about this team. And potentially what they're going to be. I really, really am.
All right, here's where I'm at. I feel much better. And defensively, I've opened my eyes to a good foundation they've potentially built, especially in the secondary, with those two corners they drafted in the NFL draft this past year. But a couple things stand out to me and why I'm just not there yet. I need to see it one more week before I say they've turned the corner. Number one, the offense looks very pedestrian.
Pedestrian, that's a good word.
It's just, it feels like punts or big plays. And I don't know if that's sustainable over the course of a full season. They punted 8 times against the Giants.
Yeah.
It's a lot of punts.
It didn't seem fluid, but it was more fluidity this week than it was last week.
I
will say that.
That's probably because they stopped throwing the ball and they ran it and they were getting positive gains. They were 1 of 13 on third down. They're 23rd in the NFL on third down offense. It feels like it's got to get a lot better. They still haven't scored a point in the first quarter. And as much as the defense looks good right now, it looks outstanding the last 2 weeks. First time since 2017, not allowing a touchdown in back-to-back games. It was Daniel Jones and it was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I know that you can't get past that. Well, and you should.
I just don't know if it's real what I saw. It was good. I mean, we all saw the same thing. It was fun to watch. But how real is it? I mean, now they're they faced two of the 5 worst quarterbacks in football the last 2 weeks. Now they're going to face the next 6 weeks, Burrow, Lawrence, Dak, Daniels,
quarterbacks.
Stafford, Lamar. I would say, 6 of the top 16 quarterbacks? Lawrence is the worst one they're going to see the next few weeks, and he's better than what we just saw the last 2 weeks. They're about to see some good quarterbacks, Hugh.
Yeah, I look at it like this. This defense is gaining the confidence that I think they need at the right time. Wish it would have been a little bit early, but hey, whatever. I think that with that being said, when you have the confidence and you're making plays, it makes it easier to know what to do, if that makes sense, Joe. You're locked in. Everybody's on the same page, and that's what it kind of feels like. If I had one critique against this defense right now, I would say the offside penalties, that has to stop. They got to clean that up. But as far as being on the same page and hunting all together, I think they're there. And if they have that, I'll give them a chance in every game that they're playing in, because everybody's locked in and they're playing off of one another, playing complimentary football.
Here's what they do need to do on defense moving forward. They need to start generating some turnovers.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, it's great what they've done the last 2 weeks. I think in order to shut down Joe Burrow and Dak Prescott and Jaden Daniels, they're going to need to take the ball away. I mean, you got to take away possessions. I think they only have, what, two forced turnovers the whole season?
Yeah, one of them was at the beginning of the year, wasn't it, in Green Bay?
It was in Brazil against Green Bay. Yeah, they only have two. I mean, they really, that's the one thing. And I know those tend to be more random. It's hard to just do that. And I think if they keep getting to the quarterback, they'll get a pick sooner than later. That not has been part of the season so far. They haven't gotten turnovers. 215-592-9490. If we also have a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware, we're going to be doing our show live there this Thursday from 10 to 2, KlondikeKates.com for details. Hugh, why don't you give everyone the two clues you gave away so far? Kind of reset it for everyone because people need to hear these clues again.
The two clues that I gave away so far is I've been denouncing this. Since I've been here, I've done this before. Okay. I've talked bad about this before.
All right.
And this originated in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, there you go. Your two clues. The third one coming up on the way here.
So, like, I guess the way I view the turning the corner thing, I don't think by any means the Eagles are one, like, now all of a sudden a top team in the NFC or in the NFL because they whooped on the Giants. But through this stretch of games, we looked at all of them and were like, I don't know. Like, I can't be comfortable that the Eagles are going to beat any of them. I think that's changed a little bit to now we can sort of say, like, all right, I believe we might have separated ourselves from being one of the bad teams or one of the bottom of the barrel teams. Like, we could be an average to above average team. And that whole saying about if they're bad, beat them because they're bad. We weren't able to do that last year.
Well, to your point, and that's why the defense was so encouraging on Sunday. Last year, Sam Howell torched them.
Right.
Mac Jones threw for 300. These guys are backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, and now we're making those bad quarterbacks look bad.
Yeah.
So that I think that's just a key difference to me because I was here Friday saying, I don't know. I don't know they're going to beat the Giants. And it's not because I was afraid of the Giants because I don't know what Eagles team I'm getting. And I think the Eagles were the type of team that let those bad teams hang around in games. The fact that they didn't do that, I think, is a huge turning point.
I agree. Good news, bad news, though. They only face, I'm trying to place it in my head, two more bad quarterbacks the rest of the season, right? That Carolina will come in here in December. Doesn't matter who they play. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll play the Giants one more time. So they have two games left on the schedule against bad quarterbacks. Everybody else, has a decent or good quarterback. 215-592-9490. And you can react to the Embiid news if you want. Sirianni's interview with The Morning Show saying they are a running team. Yeah, he was excited when he said, are you guys a running team? He said, yeah, you can react to all that. Embiid and Paul George out for tomorrow. The Embiid thing, I am not surprised. But as always with the Sixers, I'm disappointed. I mean, it's just like, there's more to the story here. There's always more to the story. There's no way he's missing the season opener if he feels good. He doesn't feel good. I mean, like, he doesn't.
Yeah, he ain't right.
He's not right. And we start another season, and we could come up with all these plans we can have for Joel Embiid and not back-to-backs. His knee's messed up. It's the same thing. It's just a different year. Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Hey, Terrence, what's up?
Man, first of all, man, Joel Embiid, like, what, this guy slip in the shower or something? Like, I don't even remember when he got hurt. When did he get hurt? Like, this guy fall in the shower or something?
Well,
like,
he had surgery last February?
And yeah, then it was before the Olympics, right?
He came back for the playoffs post-surgery. And then he kind of hobbled around the playoff series. And then he played in the Olympics, Terrence. And now we're starting another season and he's not playing.
See, Joe, stuff like this makes you can't get in with the Sixers because Joel Embiid is a constant that he's going to be injured, man. Like, this guy, he's starting to give me a headache. He's starting to get on my nerves, man. And Hugh, man, don't be afraid to eat your glizzy, man. Eat your glizzy, Hugh. It's okay, man. Go ahead and throw your
stick the whole thing
in
your mouth.
Go ahead and put your relish on it, your ketchup, you know what I mean, your mustard.
I don't even eat all of that stuff on my hot dogs. I eat hot dogs plain, especially if I get them from the ballpark. I mean that plain.
Dude, if you throw that thing down, it's all good. Here, don't worry about it, man.
No one cares.
Act like you're invisible.
Well, thank you, Terrence.
Yeah, this is an intervention. We want you to be you. Eat a hot dog any way you want, except don't cut it off.
Block out all the outside noise. Yeah. It's like the Eagles. You got to rally around yourself and eat the
hot
dog.
You're too worried about the outside noise. I can promise you this. No one will say a word.
I'm not doing that, though. I'm going to break it up.
Think about how many people out there eat a hot dog the way we do, and no one's ever said, like, hey, man, that's weird. You're not a hot dog like that, ever.
But see, a lot of the people that probably do that put probably ketchup, mustard, and relish and
what
stuff.
What does that have to do anything?
I don't put any of that on it. I don't need all that. I'm going to break it up.
But what does the breaking up have to do with the ketchup or mustard?
I mean, that's just how I eat it. You know what I'm saying? I just this is how
Terrence, thank you for trying to help here. We got a lot going on. Terrence, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I want to touch on the Eagles right quick. I feel like we're not turning the corner just yet because I feel like, as Sirianni said, we're a running team, right? So I feel like the team wants to start loading the box. So in these games when they start stopping Saquon Barkley, it's going to be on Jalen Hurts. And the only good throw he has so far I've seen this season is that throw to AJ. And that's a 50-50 ball. It's not going to always be there. I want to see a little more from Jalen because they're going to start loading the box deeper in the season. It's going to get tougher. I do want to see more from Jalen Hurts and passing offense.
Oh, Terrence, at some point soon, it might be this Sunday in Cincinnati, teams are just going to load the box, take away Saquon. They're going to say, Jalen, you beat us.
Absolutely.
Terrence, what's your guess?
And for my guess, I'm going to say something adventurous. It's like rock climbing or something.
Rock climbing. Terrence, appreciate it.
You know, for damn sure, I ain't going to rock climb.
You never rock climb before?
No, it ain't going to do it. I'm too heavy for all that, man.
No, they have a harness.
No, I still don't care. I don't trust them with harnesses that they be putting. You know, they have those things.
They hook them up.
They have the tensile strength of 3 million pounds. No, I'm cool.
But harnesses are strong. It's weight resistant.
I don't care. I'm not doing it.
They have an indoor rock climbing place. I think it's in Doylestown.
I saw that. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
My kids like doing it.
Yeah, I'm cool.
It's not that high. I mean, the highest you could go is maybe like, I don't know, 30 feet.
Shout out to all them folks that find the little cracks in the rocks and whatever, and they climb. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
I can't picture you as a rock climber. That's when I
wearing the little rock climbing shoes or whatever.
Well, it's good grippers. For the grips on the rocks. Yeah.
No, I'm cool. That's a lot. That's a lot.
More likely to rock climb or eat a hot dog the normal way.
Rock climb?
Wait, what?
Are you serious?
I'm not.
You're
lying. I just don't feel the need to put the whole hot dog in my mouth. I just don't.
But you would rather rock climb than do that.
Hold on. Well, when I'm rock climbing, you mean just like hang on the side of the rock, right? Not going up high. I do that.
Hold on. I think there's a middle ground you're missing here.
Yeah.
No one needs you to put the whole hot dog in your mouth.
Yeah, we're not telling you
to just take a bite.
Well, Terrence kind of told
me. Well, he did. Yeah. But I think normally people will have, I mean, I don't know. I'm not Joey.
You know the reason.
Coach. We're not asking you to do that either.
No,
you're not the wedding.
No.
Watching, there was two things that happened. When I watched him eat chicken wings, and I watched him eat hot dogs, it made me not want a hot dog or a chicken wing.
Yeah, I get that.
It
does make your stomach turn. What's a normal amount of bites, you would say, Kyle, for a hot dog? Two? Three?
I guess you could do like four. I mean, like
I'd say three or four.
Sure, yeah.
But no one's saying the whole
point
thing.
Is,
I'm saying three.
The point is you're taking the whole hot dog and you're taking a bite out of it.
No, I break it
without
apart.
Breaking it up.
No, I break it apart.
But you don't have to do that.
And you know what else? I break it apart and I just, you know.
Because you don't like the way it looks, right?
No, it's not that.
And what is it then, that. Hugh?
There's no logical reason to do
that.
This.
I just break it up.
You're tap dancing around the why.
No, yep. I'm not lying.
You are. We all know why.
That tap dancing music back there?
As I speak with a high-pitched voice. I'm not lying. It's not. No, I just don't eat hot dogs like that.
I wish this came up before the lie detector test, because you would have failed miserably. Doug and Cinnamon said, hey, Doug.
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Hey, Doug. What's up, buddy?
Going on. I'm going to just not even talk about the Embiid situation because I cannot do it again this year. It takes every ounce out of my soul when the Sixers release some type of news about him, especially since PG got hurt already. I can't do it. So we'll just go straight into Eagles. I can't sit here and tell you that they've turned the corner already because, you know, obviously, like you've been saying all day, it's Giants and Browns. There's another reason, too, though. It's because of that one game on a certain Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons. They showed me, I know that was weeks ago, week two, they showed me they are the same team from last year, the same type of defense. I love what the young guys have been doing. I really hope they can, like, keep this up, how they've been playing, especially against the cannot stand Joe Burrow. We need to go down there and kick some Bengal butt. The media with him, God, I can't take it. Joe Scheisse, Joe Burr, we got to go down there and really prove that this defense is turning it around.
I would love to shut him down, Doug. That would get us all to believe they have turned a corner. Doug, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What is he talking about today?
He threw me off a little with that second one, but I think he's kind of hinting at that Sixers season starting tomorrow. I was going with Crumble Cookie Harris.
Oh, it's a good one. Now, it's a good guess because we did talk a lot about him when he was here. The only issue is Hugh was famously a Tobias Harris guy.
Well, I just thought it was fascinating how he was able to, you know, amass the wealth that he was able to amass and not make not Nan All-Star game, not Nan MVP voting runner-up, and I just thought that was pretty impressive.
Congratulations, yeah. Tobias Harris. Yeah.
And even we had a Hall of Famer say that he potentially a Hall of Famer.
He's not.
I'm just saying.
We have a Hall of Famer that's delusional.
I'm just saying. He said it, not me. I just thought it was kind of fascinating.
There is not the problem a was that you wouldn't rip world. Him. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, because I found
we
it
know,
fascinating.
We know that you find it fascinating. Two things can be true.
He went and got paid in Detroit. That's not like a
that don't coup. Say much.
It's not like a coup,
you know
but
what,
still.
You know why it frustrates everyone? Hugh, like, imagine if I got pickpocketed, okay? And I came to you and I'm like, man, you robbed my wallet. And you said, you know what? I wonder how he did that. It's pretty fascinating. He was able to rob you. Like, it hurts me I got robbed. And you're complimenting the robber.
First of all, he stole
money.
First of all, Joe, if it was you, I wouldn't say that out loud.
But you would think
But I would be thinking.
I know you would.
Because
you compliment the robber.
No, because I would be like, well, how did he pickpocket you? Like, how did he do that? Like, I definitely would be fascinated by that. I'm not going to lie. I would be devastated for you, but I would definitely be fascinated.
All right, what if you got pickpocketed, Hugh?
Ain't like, nobody pickpocketed
well,
me.
Well, like, but what if? Let's live in a reality where you did. You told us, and we were like, damn.
You know
that's
what?
Crazy. Wonder how he did that.
Full disclosure. When Buddy stole my car the second time, I was just like, damn, because I had the club, the old school club on it. Man, they cut that damn club off and took that car with the quickness.
Do they still sell the club on the infomercials late at night?
I don't know about that, but they still sell them in the store. I was a little bit fascinated, and then they cut the tracker? They cut the tracker off. Couldn't find it. That's pretty impressive. I mean, when you think about it, like car thieves, it's not like it used to be back in the day where they used to take two wires and touch the wires together.
Yeah.
That's a whole advanced thing. Deshaun Jackson just got his Hellcat stolen.
Did he have the club?
No. They stole it in front of his house, though, right? And the police were tracking it somewhere until the tracker went dead.
Mm.
So these car thieves, man, this is a high-tech business. This is big business. So, I do think it's kind of fascinating how they do that.
I mean, I get that is fascinating. How you got pickpocketed is not. I mean, that's just annoying.
You are the worst.
Yeah. What do you mean? I'm just saying. You don't find it fascinating. These guys, because the officer told me what happened, they go in the parking lot. Say if they went in the parking lot to the parking garage here. They will have like a small computer on their side. And they'll just pick up signals of the cars because they're always transmitting. And they will go back in the car that they want. They will find the signal. Mm. They will go get a key made and come back and just drive away with your car. Just like that.
That stinks.
It really stinks. But it's like, man, the computer probably costs, ain't no telling, because it's not like you at home making a computer. But I just think it's kind of fascinating that stuff like that happens.
Well, the real fascinating thing is your brain and how it works. I mean, that's the real. Chuck in Vineland. What's up, Chuck? Chuck?
Chuck missed his moment.
Chuck going once. Chuck's having himself a glizzy. He'll get back to us. Let's talk to Chuck in Mount Airy. Another Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, this Chuck is ready. What's going on, folks?
Hey,
what's
Chuck.
Going on,
what's
Chuck?
Up, pal?
Joe Gilio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
And you, I got to tell you, man, you got to eat your glizzy the way you like to eat. Listen, I tell you right now, right? You care what these young bulls think, man. I'm eating a banana hole. I'm eating a hot dog hole, a sausage hole. I'm putting a whole cigar in my mouth. I don't care about none of that stuff. You know what I mean? These young boys, I was at a Phillies game, right, earlier this year with my family. And these kids in front of me was making fun of me because I ate two hot dogs whole. They said I was eating a glizzy. You think I cared? They laughed at me the whole game.
Yeah.
I don't care about none of that. You know what I mean? These young boys out here, their mind is just twisted. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, they're a little different.
I want to eat my hot dog the way I've been eating for years.
Good for you, Chuck. Hugh, you got to be more like
Chuck.
I've
been succumbing to the peer pressure.
Yeah, you can't worry what the kids are saying. Who cares?
Yeah, they don't know nothing, man. My son tried to say the same thing to me. I said, this is a hot dog, man. It's a food.
Chuck, how does your son?
I got a 19-year-old son, and then I got, you know, a younger daughter.
You got to tell me, how did you react when your son talked about your clothing attire? Because I know he probably hit you with, Dad, what you got on. Did that hurt your feelings?
I mean, well, early, you know, listen, you know, I wear what I like to wear. These young boys out here, when he do that, I just put it off on him. Look what you got on. You know what I mean? you know, when I came up, we didn't wear this type of stuff. You know what I mean? These tight fitted jeans and all that. I'm not
a big fan of the skinny jeans.
Yeah, but I'm not wearing that stuff, man. You know what I mean? I'm wearing, you know, what I like to wear. You know, they always try to make fun of us because we come from a different era, man. They you know, but then they try to bring out stuff that resemble what we did.
No, they do. They do that.
They don't make their mind.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't know nothing, man. They lost in the sauce.
I succumb to the peer pressure. Yeah, the peer pressure, the youth pressure.
Yeah, Hugh, this is an intervention. We're trying to help you out here. Just eat your hot dogs and enjoy life.
I mean, I'm saying I'm still breaking apart.
No, don't do that. All right, Chuck, what are you thinking on the Eagles?
Nah. Hey, listen, I got two things. Sixers, first of all, the Sixers, Embiid's a loser, okay? He's one of the biggest losers I've ever seen come in Philadelphia. And I've been telling people this for years. No matter how much weight he lost, he could have lost 25, 30, 50 pounds. It don't matter what he does because he's a loser. And that's as simple as that. And we signed up for 5 more years of this losing mentality. We'll never, ever get to where we need to be as long as this dark cloud is over the Sixers. And he's comfortable here, Joe. You know, that's why he stayed here. People give him, oh, he stayed with the Sixers his whole career. Oh, God, big deal, yeah. Because he knows if he goes anywhere else, it's going to be pressure on him to win a championship. He's comfortable here in Philadelphia because he knows the city. He knows we don't expect nothing out of him anymore. That's just that. I haven't been proud of the 76ers since 2001. You know what I mean? So I don't expect nothing more. And they're going to mess around, you know, this year. They think they're going to be saving them. And they're going to be in a position where they have to play the Celtics first. You know, I was listening to Kevin Garnett talking to Paul Pierce on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And he hit it on the nail. You know, he said, this is what you signed up for, man. This is what the job calls for. If you want to come out your mouth and say you're not paying back-to-backs, that's not for you to say. That's for the organization to keep under wraps. You come out and say that. And another thing is, like I said, you want to set yourself up where you got to play a juggernaut in the first round, and you're still not going to get the ultimate goal because you're not beating the Celtics in the first round. You want to probably meet those guys, the Knicks or the Celtics, probably in the second or third round. And if you're not playing all year long, you're not going to be good enough to get a higher seed. So what are we doing?
Yeah, and you won't have home court advantage. They'll never have home court advantage in the later rounds. No. I mean, it's a mess. All right, Chuck, what do you feel on the Eagles?
It's sad, man. But the as far as the Eagles go, listen, I like the way the defense is playing. You know, I think they're building their confidence up. I said at the beginning of the year, they're going to be the best of the two units when it's all said and done.
Mm.
I don't believe in his quarterback, though. I just don't. I don't believe in Jalen Hurts. He's not turning the ball over now, but he's taking way more sacks because he's scared to let it go. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of open receivers. You know, this offense is not moving, you know, like a well-oiled machine because this guy is not releasing the football. You know what I mean? He's scared to turn the ball over now. And that's not good. That's not a good recipe to move past. You know, you can get away with beating the Giants. You can get away with beating Cleveland. But when you start playing the better teams, you gotta match them score for score. Yeah. And you can't do that taking sacks, man. You know what I mean? So I don't see what people see. Like, okay, we beat the Giants. You know, I still don't see an impressive game from him.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right, Chuck, you're right about the sacks. The only starting quarterback in the league taking sacks at a higher rate right now is Sam Darnold. There were three others, but they're all backups or they're hurt now. So, like, he's near the top or the bottom, however you look at it, in terms of taking sacks. Chuck, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What are we talking about today?
I'm going to go with that chili, that Skyline chili up there.
Somebody else guessed that. That's some nasty stuff.
That's a good guess. Chuck, not it, but we're moving towards an answer. We'll give you a third clue coming up. 215-592-9494. By the way, speaking of the NFL, believing or not believing in the Eagles, I mentioned earlier another sign. The Eagles got flexed out again.
Yeah,
they got flexed out again of a late game. So they were 4:25 this week against the Bengals. That's now a 1 o'clock game this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, we're no longer the Sunday night game 2 weeks from now against the Jaguars.
We're not as hot in the streets anymore.
Well, we're hot, less hot because we're a 4:25 kickoff or 4 o'clock, whatever it is, against the Jaguars 2 weeks from now in week 9. I guess that would be.
Dead.
They moved in. They moved in the Vikings and Colts.
No, that's terrible.
I mean, seriously, terrible. Like that's the game in
Sam Darnold and it was in Richardson.
He's hurt, right? No, he played this past week. I mean,
okay,
the Colts would be better off if he wasn't playing, but he's playing, and that's the Sunday night game. 215-592-9494. Have the Eagles turn the corner? We'll ask Ross Tucker that when he joins us next, and we got a third clue for you for Hughes Clues coming up as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey Philly, I want to remind you it's time to speak up. Election Day is November 5th. And we want every block and every voice to be heard, from Poplar to Mayfair, from Cobbs Creek to Parkwood. It's election time, and we want you to be heard. Visit vote.philly.gov/vote-by-mail and request your mail ballot before October 29th. That's vote.philly.gov/vote-by-mail. Come on, Philly. We want every block and every voice to be heard.
Sing it, Hugh.
I don't know the words.
Oh, come on.
Don't know the words.
You know who it is, though, right?
Ross Tucker.
Well, this is not Ross singing. I mean,
well, is it Ross this is one of Ross Tucker's favorite songs, I would imagine.
From
Taylor Swift.
Now we're getting somewhere. Ross Tucker with us, as he is every Tuesday. You can check out Ross on the Ross Report every day, talking Eagles on social media. Ross, how you doing today?
I am fantastic. How about you guys?
Awesome.
Well, we're doing a lot better than we were a few weeks ago because the Eagles are playing good football here. Ross, let me ask you it this way. Do you believe this team has turned the corner? We're trying to parse what we've seen the last 2 weeks, you know, versus who they've played, which is obviously two of the worst teams in the NFL. But they have looked good specifically on the defensive side, Ross.
I do think they've taken a step, a big step, on the defensive side of the ball because the Bucs game was obviously atrocious. Although I will say this, the Bucs offense is legit. Now, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin both got hurt last night. And that'll change things. But they were going up and down the field in the Ravens until Evans hurt his hamstring last night. So I do think you're phrasing it, Joe, presenting it the right way. The offenses that they've just gone against are not good. This will be a much bigger test on Sunday in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow is the real deal. We know about their receivers, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase. Going to be a major challenge for the young Bucs, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. I'm excited for it, but I think we'll know a lot more about the team in general turning the corner, as well as whether or not this defense is legit against Cincinnati. That said, they're still NFL teams, and they still had what? More sacks than points allowed the last two games. And the Giants, they didn't get past midfield. I mean, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I mean, that was brutal.
Well, it was incredible, especially when you factor in Ross. And why I'm encouraged is last year, they couldn't even stop the bad quarterbacks. Mac Jones threw for 3-something. Sam Howell threw for 300. Now at least I have that. Like, all right, we got a baseline here. This defense could play. Ross, what part of this defense impressed you the most right now? Is it these young secondary players or a pass rush, Ross, that has come alive the last couple weeks?
So a couple things. One is the young dogs, the Georgia guys. You know, it was only maybe a couple weeks ago that I think I said to you guys, we needed more from them. You know, I mean, if you went down and you looked at each one of those guys and where they were drafted, I was like, I mean, Jalen Carter has obviously been very good, but has he been what the Eagles need him to be? Same with Jordan Davis. Has he even been what the Eagles need him to be? N'Kobe Dean is interesting for a linebacker, and maybe Hugh can speak to this too. I feel like N'Kobe Dean's inconsistent. Most linebackers are not inconsistent. You know, like sometimes pass rushers can come in waves, but usually a linebacker, you kind of know what you're going to get from that guy week in, week out. I feel like N'Kobe Dean either has a bad game or a good game, Joe. He doesn't have like an average, steady Eddie game. But the big one for me is Nolan Smith. I was starting to get worried that Nolan Smith was going to be a bust, but he's done enough now, especially this last game, that I'm encouraged. I think he just needs to play more. You know, he got hurt at Georgia that last year. I just think he needs more snaps, and I think the defense did a real disservice to him by not getting him on the field more last year.
You know, Ross, I'm curious. When you look at this defense, what is it that has them play better? Is it the scheme? Is it the fact that the young guys are out there playing a little bit more press? I mean, what do you see that's really helping this defense get after the quarterback?
Well, so number one, I do think Fangio is a top five defensive coordinator. I mean, when all these other guys are trying to hire people that have worked with you, that's a good sign. It's like everybody wants an offensive coordinator or a head coach that's ever been in a meeting with Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan. Well, on defense, it seems like the Fangio tree is what these guys want. That's a pretty good sign. And then I got to tell you, I really think it's the secondary. I really think it's the corners in particular. I think Howie hit on both of them. Quinyon Mitchell, he is good already, like really good already as a rookie from Toledo. And then now Cooper DeJean, I mean, Cooper's a baller. You know, you see him as a blitzer, you see his run fits, He's been good. You know, the week before he was good in man coverage against Cleveland. This past week, doing an awesome job passing off, you know, crossing routes in zone coverage. Then, guys, even just watching Cooper return punts, he is just a baller. Like, he's legit. So I think what happens now is they've got three corners that they feel really good about that enables them to bring more blitzes with N'Kobe Dean. It enables them to bring more pressure. If you have corners and you don't feel like you have a liability or you're not really worried about any of those guys, boy, it makes it so much easier for the D coordinator to dial up different pressures.
Ross Tucker with us here. Ross, let's go to the offense, which was driven by the running back on Sunday. Boy, he was amazing. Ross, what do you think that conversation was like in the booth where John Mara might be sitting with Joe Shane? I mean, we all saw it, what happened in the summer, the offseason when they let him go, and we know how it went down. But I have to imagine it had to be very uncomfortable there in the Giants' offices either Monday or during the game Sunday, because he wasn't just the best player on the field. He was by far the best player, and they had him and let him come here.
You know what? You said how I thought the conversation went. Joe, I'm going to tell you right now, my guess is that nobody said a freaking word.
I mean, yeah, what can you say?
I think it was absolutely dead quiet. Nobody even looking at each other. I mean... My favorite, okay, is on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, all the Giants fans acting like the Giants tried to keep him. Oh, well, the year before, we actually offered him, hey, guys, if only it was on TV or something and we knew what happened. If only we saw a video of exactly how it went down. I got to be honest with you, though, I really think the GM, I admire his guts. Can you imagine the owner saying point blank to you, I will have a really tough time sleeping if we lose this guy, and he goes to the Eagles, and then you let it happen anyway, and then I'm watching that game. Guys, he is special, special. If any of the fans, if you guys get a chance to go back, watch. He obliterates angles. He makes safeties look real bad. That Pinnock kid who's playing safety, he comes, and then when Saquon bursts through the line, multiple times you could just see him be like, oh, crap. Saquon busts angles, which, by the way, that's a point I want to make with you guys. He needs to be getting minimum 3 screen passes per game. When the guy has space, he is electric. Kellen Moore, if you're listening, I want 3 screens for Saquon every single game. There's no reason to not get him out in space, because sometimes when you're running, you're not always going to be able to burst a big run on these like inside zones when there's so many bodies. But I just want to see him with a little bit of room to run on the outside, because his burst is that crazy.
I'm glad you said that, Ross, because I don't know if you caught it. I was watching some of that Jets-Steelers game Sunday night, and the Jets didn't have many good plays, but one of them, they had a screen to Breece Hall, but I think he took like 55 yards, and I watched and I was like, Saquon could do that if they get him in space. So hopefully they do that, Ross. All right, let's get to the passing game. Ross, what'd you make of how Jalen played on Sunday? Obviously, no turnovers. He had the bomb to AJ in the 4th-and-3, which was great. But that first quarter was choppy. It felt like when they got away from the pass, they won the game, and Jalen made a couple plays here and there. But it just kind of was a weird Jalen game where he did nothing wrong, but he also didn't do a lot seemingly in a good way. What did you make of his game on Sunday?
Well, so let's start with every Hurts game from now on. By far the number one thing is the turnovers and the turnover-worthy plays. They have an excellent chance to win any game in which he doesn't turn it over. So that's a major positive. I also would submit to you that I think the throw he made to A.J. Brown, all things considered, 4th-and-3, there was pressure in his face. He was they call that like thrown out of the well or thrown out of the basement when you can't step into it at all. It's almost off his back foot. That might have been the best throw I've ever seen him make. It was up there. That was an amazing throw. Now, do I think it's hilarious that the Eagles, some of their best plays are 4th-down bombs down the sideline? Like, yes. my issue with him, and I think I'm at the point of acceptance, Joe, that this is just who he is. The two things that you see a decent amount when you watch him, the positives are his deep ball, not turning it over, the way he runs. The negatives are there are times where he does not see open receivers for whatever reason, either doesn't see him or doesn't throw it to him. And the pocket movement and or taking some of the sacks he does, he does not have a great innate feel, I would say, for subtle pocket movement. It's kind of either he just stands there and throws it, or he runs out of the way. There's more room there to step up, to slide, and deliver the football, or maybe just throw it away at that point. You know, he's played a lot of ball now. I think this is probably just going to be two parts of his game that aren't as good as the others. And I would say I would like to see him in some of those situations more, Joe. I'd like to see him run and slide, right? Like we see Josh Allen or Mahomes or whoever do. He had two very effective runs where he got first downs, but like the one, Pinnock absolutely popped him down near the goal line hard. Like I and maybe he didn't realize he had gotten the first down. I guess I'm looking for a little more awareness of, okay, it's not there. Boom, I'm out of here. 5 yards, slide. 7 yards, down. Something like that.
Yeah, especially when we try to keep him healthy. I mean, you want to bang up his shoulder. I remember Cam Newton doing that a lot, and then he had a lot of shoulder issues. All right, let's end with this, Ross. You mentioned a couple of those big names. If I gave you a ballot right now and I said, Ross Tucker, you got to fill it out. Who's the NFL MVP almost midway through the season? Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, Jared Goff. They're the four favorites right now. Who's the MVP of the league?
Yeah, I think it's Lamar Jackson. I think it is. He has been fantastic. He was the MVP last year. He's picked up where he left off. Last night, again, was ridiculous. Another 5 touchdown passes. He has many touchdown passes as incompletions last night against a good Tampa team. I think he's been the most valuable guy this year. Because, by the way, their defense has not played well at all. Mahomes' defense might be the best in the league. He's been very much helped by that. Allen's been a little bit up and down. Goff got off to a little bit of a slow start. But honestly, I think right now, the two names that come to me right away, Joe, would be Goff and Lamar. I think it's those two guys.
Ross, great stuff. We appreciate it as always. And we'll catch up next week. Enjoy the games this weekend, Ross. Thank you.
Have a good one. Sounds great. Can't wait, guys. See ya.
There he goes. Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL on social. Lamar and Goff for the MVP.
That's crazy.
I think Lamar would win it right now if the season ended.
Yeah, but you know the knock on Lamar. Well, you already know what the knock is. He got to do it in the postseason.
Sure, but that's separate from the MVP.
Definitely separate.
I think there's another big knock on Lamar.
What's that?
His running back is also squarely in the MVP conversation.
I was thinking that, but
it's kind of like last year with Purdy and
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Well, I know it is, but it shouldn't necessarily.
I agree. But when Joe asked the question, that was one of the first things I thought about, but I'm like, oh, they ain't gonna give it to it, right?
I figured, like, in the same.
And he's older. He's an older running back, too.
Derek, yeah.
Remember how for a while it was Mookie Betts and Ohtani for, like, MVP? I'm like, that doesn't make sense because two of them being the most valuable player, but they're both on the same team.
Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes is going to have the best record, but he doesn't have the numbers.
Yeah.
Lamar, you're right, has a great running back next to him. Jared Goff might have the best team overall.
I would give it to Goff.
But Goff's playing great football. But he's also, it's like, he's got a loaded line and receivers and tight end, all that stuff. Josh Allen has to throw to pick yet. If the Bills win a lot of games, Josh Allen could take it this year. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. We actually have a couple Twitter polls today. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Let's see where the people come down today on a couple polls. Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? I'm actually surprised at these results. Hugh, 73% are not ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner. That's a little
skeptical because they're looking at it like most people are. It's the Browns and the Giants. Yeah.
But I thought people want to be optimistic. I thought it'd be closer to, I don't know, 50-50, 60-40. 73 is a pretty big number.
Do you think people are misinterpreting turn the corner as to think like they're a great team again?
Maybe.
Because that's not how I view it at all.
No, I just mean turn the corner
they're
to being
better.
A contender.
Yeah. Well, like I'm saying, like they have to me, finally look like they pivoted off of the stink that was stuck with them since last season.
I agree with that. I mean, Sunday was the first time I said, this looks like a playoff team. Playoff teams take apart bad teams. And they look like that on Sunday. And the other poll today, do you break up hot dogs before you eat them? Because we now know that Hugh Douglas does that. 97% of people on this poll do not break up hot dogs before they eat them.
97% of the people are wrong.
It's just, there's no right or wrong. Well, there is wrong. Your way is wrong.
Yeah, they're wrong. They're wrong for that. They're wrong. To break them things up. Man.
Why?
But I don't even eat hot dogs like that, so it don't really matter.
Why are you breaking them up?
I will eat them up. I will eat them every now and then. Why do I break them up?
Yeah, I just want to know.
Because I just like to break them up.
That's...
I just like to break them up.
Would you acknowledge it's a little... not being truthful. It's a little different. It's not...
Breaking up hot dogs?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
But nobody else does this.
Yes, it is. Yes,
no,
they
no,
do.
No, who? No, we, Hugh, 97% like of people said
72%
no.
72% of the people out there.
No, Hugh.
72%. I don't believe these posts. These people are delusional.
No, these are anonymous votes. This is where they get to be the most truthful.
They're mononymous?
Yes,
they're mononymous
votes. They are, yeah. This is where, if anything, they would be more willing to tell the truth.
It's not. No, they're not telling
you know what I'm picturing? I'm at, like, you know, when you have a Venn diagram? In your mind, the same people that are actively chasing Bigfoot are the ones that are chopping their hot dogs up.
Yes.
Yep.
Same. No, there are people. I sent you. See, you know what I noticed about you, too?
Oh, goodness.
Because I sent you a story about Bigfoot.
Yes.
Because they found
so
it.
But wait, but wait. Just well, because
there's a... What does that mean 72%
yeah. And nobody acknowledged the story.
I'm happy for Bigfoot.
No, but I'm just saying. I need something. Neither one of you guys acknowledged the story.
What acknowledgement
no,
do you want?
You were asking for an apology. The 72% thing was still idiotic. We know that people look for Bigfoot.
I did ask for an apology.
You weren't getting one. The only person apologizing around here should be you.
I apologize. And nobody acknowledged the fact that they found Bigfoot.
No,
they found.
But well, you, was, allegedly.
Wait, yeah, hold on.
Allegedly, yeah.
They could have been two random people with a camera, not millions of people.
70% of people.
It was a lot of people looking for Bigfoot.
No, it's
a couple
not.
Weeks ago.
It's really not that many.
Remember, we had it was Jerry the truck horn guy.
Yeah,
he said
told
he
us that he agrees because he believes in Bigfoot.
You can believe all you want.
Bigfoot's out there, man.
People don't understand statistics.
No, I know that.
Got a lot of uncharted territory out there.
NBA season is always when I know people don't understand math and statistics because every person has 15 top five players. Now, there's five. Five top five players. All right, let's, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, can we get a third clue? We have to give this prize. We have a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. We're going to be there this Thursday from 10 to 2 doing our show, KlondikeKates.com. For details, come on out, hang out with us, and we have a $50 gift card for you. So give everyone the first two clues and then add number three in.
The first clue was, I've denounced this on the air before many times.
Okay.
The second clue is this originated in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm.
The third clue, this should give it away. I'm going to give it a little bit more because it's kind of a vague third clue.
Go ahead, go ahead.
This is a seasonal thing, like right around now. We're in the sweet spot.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
We're in the sweet spot for this.
And then you ripped this before? I know what this is. Let's see what the people do. Josh in Wilmington's up. Hey, Josh.
Hey, gentlemen. What's happening? Hey, you know what's funny is you guys were just talking, and the first thing that went through my head was, you know, first personal preference here. Do whatever you want, but it's like, hey, not everybody does that, you know. We did land people on the moon, though. You know what's hard? I forget what was. Man, how quickly I had a thought, and how quickly it went away. I apologize.
But anyway, don't worry about it. I do that every day.
That fits the show very well. Yeah.
Every day.
That's why I call the show every day, man.
You are in a safe space with us.
Except for the hot dog thing.
That.
Yeah, that, you're not
I love the trust tree, the circle.
Yes.
So, I got to tell you, I was going to reference Chuck from Mount Airy, because his Joel Embiid takes, I was just going to jump right on his back, and then he spoke before me. Joel Embiid stinks. I can't take this guy anymore, and that's all I want to say. He's terrible. I'm sick and tired of the same old, right? And we've been doing a lot of the same old when it comes to the Eagles of late, right? It's the same. It's the same. Well, you know what? The Eagles actually try and perform and come out and make an effort, so on and so forth. I'm not saying Joel Embiid isn't making an effort. But what I'm saying is, brother, you really haven't done diddly squat, right? So toughen up and shut your mouth and stop moping and play some basketball. Now that I'm done with my Joel Embiid tirade, the Birds. Man, have they turned the corner? Yeah, they've turned the corner. And I was talking to Kyle. It's the same rhetoric every single day from that, you know, that portion of our fan base that just can't be happy, not one bit, right? Like, calm down and let's find some positive. My uncle used to say that to me all the time. Hey, you got to find the positive. Well, the positive is our defense is really starting to wake up. You know what I mean?
And no, the first time since 2017 they've had back-to-back games without allowing a touchdown. I mean, that's pretty remarkable, yeah.
It's remarkable, you know? And I got, you know, that's pretty much all I got. However, I guess on Hughes Clues, I got to say pumpkin spice.
I knew that guess was
funny.
It's a good guess.
Somebody else.
It's not it.
Somebody else had that.
But you're on the right. I'll say this. You're on the right track. You're on the right track. Just if anyone else is there, they're probably going to get this thing soon. 215-592-9494. Yeah, and the thing about Joel, because Josh said you'd kind of just lace it up and go play. If he's hurt, he's hurt. That's a reality of him as a player. He's always hurt. But it's this. They give you different information.
It's the skullduggery.
It's nonsense.
That's going on with the fact that we don't know what's going on with Joel.
What are we ramping up from? He played in the Olympics. Did he re-injure himself, or did he play in the Olympics before he was fully healthy? Well, what's the answer? It's got to be. It's one of those two things.
It kind of feels like that. And this is the thing. This has come full circle because this is the thing that all of us were really worried about. Was him playing the Olympics and him being ready for the regular season to start.
And if he is healthy and they want to slow play how many games he's going to play because they think this will keep him healthy for the playoffs, how about be transparent with the fans? People pay a lot of money for Sixers tickets. They have the home game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people were excited about it too.
Sure, if the plan is 50 games because that's what they think his body can handle, then just tell us. Tell us what the plan is. They do this in baseball all the time, right? They have certain pitchers where they say, you know, the innings limit this year is 125 innings, you know, and then you kind of figure out how they're going to work.
Yeah, but people were excited. Like, this is the unfortunate thing.
But you can't lie because people were excited.
Yeah, but people were excited for the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing about it, we're not getting to see Paul George either. We're not seeing either one of these
guys. And the George one, what are you going
to do? We understand that. Yeah, you can't do anything about that. But the Joel and B one, went to see him out there on the court, them ugly-ass Snickers that he got from the I'm hating. I'm kidding. I just thought it was funny.
It was.
But no, we did want to see him out there. We definitely wanted to see him out there.
Yeah, and if he's unhealthy, say he's unhealthy. If he's healthy and this is a slow play because you want to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs, then just communicate it. I mean, it just feels like the Sixers have no idea how to communicate, and they make themselves look worse every year. 215-592-9494. We've got a prize to give away. Your guesses with your calls on the Eagles, and we'll react to something Sirianni said to the morning show a bit more next. Plus, kiss the baby in the 1 o'clock hour. It's the midday show. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell you about some Hatfield meats. Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, which you know I love, ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield. don't know the words.
Oh, come on.
Don't know the words.
You know who it is, though, right?
Ross Tucker.
Well, this is not Ross singing. I mean,
well, is Ross this is one of Ross Tucker's favorite songs, I would imagine.
From?
Taylor Swift.
Now we're getting somewhere. Ross Tucker with us, as he is every Tuesday. You can check out Ross on the Ross Report every day, talking Eagles on social media. Ross, how you doing today?
I am fantastic. How about you guys?
Awesome.
Well, we're doing a lot better than we were a few weeks ago because the Eagles are playing good football here. Ross, let me ask you it this way. Do you believe this team has turned the corner? We're trying to parse what we've seen the last 2 weeks, you know, versus who they've played, which is obviously two of the worst teams in the NFL. But they have looked good specifically on the defensive side, Ross.
I do think they've taken a step, a big step, on the defensive side of the ball because the Bucs game was obviously atrocious. Although I will say this, the Bucs offense is legit. Now, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin both got hurt last night, and that'll change things. But they were going up and down the field in the Ravens until Evans hurt his hamstring last night. So I do think you're phrasing it, Joe, presenting it the right way. The offenses that they've just gone against are not good. This will be a much bigger test on Sunday in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow is the real deal. We know about their receivers, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase. Going to be a major challenge for the young Bucs, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. I'm excited for it, but I think we'll know a lot more about the team in general turning the corner, as well as whether or not this defense is legit against Cincinnati. That said, they're still NFL teams, and they still had what? More sacks than points allowed the last two games. And the Giants, they didn't get past midfield. I mean, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I mean, that was brutal.
Well, it was incredible, especially when you factor in Ross. And why I'm encouraged is last year, they couldn't even stop the bad quarterbacks. Mac Jones threw for 3-something. Sam Howell threw for 300. Now at least I have that. Like, all right, we got a baseline here. This defense could play. What part of this defense impressed you the most right now? Is it these young secondary players or a pass rush, Ross, that has come alive the last couple weeks?
So a couple things. One is the young dogs, the Georgia guys. You know, it was only maybe a couple weeks ago that I think I said to you guys, we needed more from them. You know, I mean, if you went down and you looked at each one of those guys and where they were drafted, I was like, I mean, Jalen Carter has obviously been very good, but has he been what the Eagles need him to be? Same with Jordan Davis. Has he even been what the Eagles need him to be? N'Kobe Dean is interesting for a linebacker, and maybe Hugh can speak to this too. I feel like N'Kobe Dean's inconsistent. Most linebackers are not inconsistent. You know, like sometimes pass rushers can come in waves, but usually a linebacker, you kind of know what you're going to get from that guy week in, week out. I feel like N'Kobe Dean either has a bad game or a good game, Joe. He doesn't have like an average, steady Eddie game. But the big one for me is Nolan Smith. I was starting to get worried that Nolan Smith was going to be a bust, but he's done enough now, especially this last game, that I'm encouraged. I think he just needs to play more. You know, he got hurt at Georgia that last year. I just think he needs more snaps, and I think the defense did a real disservice to him by not getting him on the field more last year.
You know, Ross, I'm curious. When you look at this defense, what is it that has them play better? Is it the scheme? Is it the fact that the young guys are out there playing a little bit more press? I mean, what do you see that's really helping this defense get after the quarterback?
Well, so number one, I do think Fangio is a top five defensive coordinator. I mean, when all these other guys are trying to hire people that have worked with you, that's a good sign. It's like everybody wants an offensive coordinator or a head coach that's ever been in a meeting with Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan. Well, on defense, it seems like the Fangio tree is what these guys want. That's a pretty good sign. And then I got to tell you, I really think it's the secondary. I really think it's the corners in particular. I think Howie hit on both of them. Quinyon Mitchell, he is good already, like really good already as a rookie from Toledo. And then now Cooper DeJean, I mean, Cooper's a baller. You know, you see him as a blitzer. You see his run fits. He's been good. You know, the week before he was good in man coverage against Cleveland. This past week, doing an awesome job passing off, you know, crossing routes in zone coverage. Then, guys, even just watching Cooper return punts, he is just a baller. Like, he's legit. So I think what happens now is they've got three corners that they feel really good about that enables them to bring more blitzes with N'Kobe Dean. Mm. It enables them to bring more pressure. If you have corners and you don't feel like you have a liability or you're not really worried about any of those guys, boy, it makes it so much easier for the D coordinator to dial up different pressures.
Ross Tucker with us here. Ross, let's go to the offense, which was driven by the running back on Sunday. Boy, he was amazing. Ross, what do you think that conversation was like in the booth where John Mara might be sitting with Joe Shane? I mean, we all saw it, what happened in the summer, the offseason when they let him go, and we know how it went down. But I have to imagine it had to be very uncomfortable there in the Giants' offices either Monday or during the game Sunday, because he wasn't just the best player on the field. He was by far the best player, and they had him and let him come here.
You know what? You said how I thought the conversation went. Joe, I'm going to tell you right now, my guess is that nobody said a freaking word.
I mean, yeah, what can you say?
I think it was absolutely dead quiet. Nobody even looking at each other. I mean... My favorite, okay, is on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, all the Giants fans acting like the Giants tried to keep him. Oh, well, the year before, we actually offered him, hey, guys, if only it was on TV or something and we knew what happened. If only we saw a video of exactly how it went down. I got to be honest with you, though, I really think – the GM, I admire his guts. Can you imagine the owner saying point blank to you, I will have a really tough time sleeping if we lose this guy, and he goes to the Eagles, and then you let it happen anyway, and then I'm watching that game. Guys, he is special. If any of the fans, if you guys get a chance to go back, watch. He obliterates angles. He makes safeties look real bad. That Pinnock kid who's playing safety, he comes, and then when Saquon bursts through the line, multiple times you could just see him be like, oh, crap. Saquon busts angles, which, by the way, that's a point I want to make with you guys. He needs to be getting minimum 3 screen passes per game. When the guy has space, he is electric. Kellen Moore, if you're listening, I want 3 screens for Saquon every single game. There's no reason to not get him out in space, because sometimes when you're running, you're not always going to be able to burst a big run on these like inside zones when there's so many bodies. But I just want to see him with a little bit of room to run on the outside, because his burst is that crazy.
I'm glad you said that, Ross, because I don't know if you caught it. I was watching some of that Jets-Steelers game Sunday night, and the Jets didn't have many good plays, but one of them, they had a screen to Breece Hall, but I think he took like 55 yes. yards, and I watched and I was like, Saquon could do that if they get him in space. So hopefully they do that, Ross. All right, let's get to the passing game. Ross, what'd you make of how Jalen played on Sunday? Obviously, no turnovers. He had the bomb to AJ in the 4th-and-3, which was great. But that first quarter was choppy. It felt like when they got away from the pass, they won the game, and Jalen made a couple plays here and there. But it just kind of was a weird Jalen game where he did nothing wrong, but he also didn't do a lot seemingly in a good way. What did you make of his game on Sunday?
Well, so let's start with every Hurts game from now on. By far the number one thing is the turnovers and the turnover-worthy plays. They have an excellent chance to win any game in which he doesn't turn it over. So that's a major positive. I also would submit to you that I think the throw he made to A.J. Brown, all things considered, 4th-and-3, there was pressure in his face. He was they call that like thrown out of the well or thrown out of the basement when you can't step into it at all. It's almost off his back foot. That might have been the best throw I've ever seen him make. It was up there. That was an amazing throw. Now, do I think it's hilarious that the Eagles, some of their best plays are 4th-down bombs down the sideline? Like, yes. My issue with him, and I think I'm at the point of acceptance, Joe, that this is just who he is. The two things that you see a decent amount when you watch him, the positives are his deep ball, not turning it over, the way he runs. The negatives are there are times where he does not see open receivers for whatever reason, either doesn't see him or doesn't throw it to him. And the pocket movement and or taking some of the sacks he does, he does not have a great innate feel, I would say, for subtle pocket movement. It's kind of either he just stands there and throws it, or he runs out of the way. There's more room there to step up, to slide, and deliver the football, or maybe just throw it away at that point. You know, he's played a lot of ball now. I think this is probably just going to be two parts of his game that aren't as good as the others. And I would say I would like to see him in some of those situations more, Joe. I'd like to see him run and slide, right? Like we see Josh Allen or Mahomes or whoever do. He had two very effective runs where he got first downs. But like the one, Pinnock absolutely popped him down near the goal line hard. Like I maybe he didn't realize he had gotten the first down. I guess I'm looking for a little more awareness of, okay, it's not there. Boom, I'm out of here. 5 yards, slide. 7 yards, down. Something like that.
Yeah, especially when you try to keep him healthy. I mean, you want to bang up his shoulder. I remember Cam Newton doing that a lot, and then he had a lot of shoulder issues. All right, let's end with this, Ross. You mentioned a couple of those big names. If I gave you a ballot right now and I said, Ross Tucker, you got to fill it out. Who's the NFL MVP almost midway through the season? Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, Jared Goff. They're the four favorites right now. Who's the MVP of the league?
Yeah, I think it's Lamar Jackson. I think it is. He has been fantastic. He was the MVP last year. He's picked up where he left off. Last night, again, was ridiculous. Another 5 touchdown passes. He has as many touchdown passes as incompletions last night against a good Tampa team. I think he's been the most valuable guy this year. Because, by the way, their defense has not played well at all. Mahomes' defense might be the best in the league. He's been very much helped by that. Allen's been a little bit up and down. Goff got off to a little bit of a slow start. But honestly, I think right now, the two names that come to me right away, Joe, would be Goff and Lamar. I think it's those two guys.
Ross, great stuff. We appreciate it as always. And we'll catch up next week. Enjoy the games this weekend, Ross. Thank you.
Sounds great. Can't wait, guys. See ya.
There he goes. Ross Tucker, at Ross Tucker NFL on social. Lamar and Goff for the MVP.
That's crazy.
I think Lamar would win it right now if the season ended.
Yeah, but you know the knock on Lamar? Well, you already know what the knock is. He got to do it in the postseason.
Sure, but that's separate from the MVP.
Definitely separate. I think there's another big knock on Lamar.
What's that?
His running back is also squarely in the MVP conversation.
I was thinking that, but
it's kind of like last year with Purdy and
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Well, I know it is, but it shouldn't necessarily be.
No, I agree, but when Joe asked the question, that was one of the first things I thought about, but I'm like, oh, they're going to give it to it, right?
I figured, like, in the same...
And he's older. He's an older running back, too.
Derek, yeah.
Remember how for a while it was Mookie Betts and Ohtani for, like, MVP? I'm like, that doesn't make sense, because two of them being the most valuable player, but they're both on the same team.
Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes is going to have the best record, but he doesn't have the numbers.
Yeah.
Lamar, you're right, has a great running back next to him. Jared Goff might have the best team overall.
I would give it to Goff.
But Goff's playing great football. But he's also, it's like, he's got a loaded line and receivers and tight end, all that stuff. Josh Allen hasn't thrown a pick yet. If the Bills win a lot of games, Josh Allen could take it this year. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop on our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. We actually have a couple Twitter polls today. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Let's see where the people come down today on a couple polls. Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? I'm actually surprised at these results. Hugh, 73% are not ready to say the Eagles will turn the corner. That's a little
skeptical because they're looking at it like most people are. It's the Browns and the Giants. Yeah.
But I thought people want to be optimistic. I thought it'd be closer to, I don't know, 50-50, 60-40. 73 is a pretty big number.
Do you think people are misinterpreting turn the corner as to think like they're a great team again?
Maybe.
Because that's not how I view it at all.
No, I just mean turn the corner
they're
to being
better.
A contender.
Yeah. Well, like I'm saying, like they have... to me, finally look like they've pivoted off of the stink that was stuck with them since last season.
I agree with that. I mean, Sunday was the first time I said, this looks like a playoff team. Playoff teams take apart bad teams. And they look like that on Sunday. And the other poll today, do you break up hot dogs before you eat them? Because we now know that Hugh Douglas does that. 97% of people on this poll do not break up hot dogs before they eat them.
Because it's ridiculous. 97%
of the people are wrong.
There's no right or wrong. Well, there is wrong. Your way is wrong.
Yeah, no, you're
yeah, they're wrong. They're wrong. They're wrong for that. They're wrong. To break them things up, man.
Why?
But I don't even eat hot dogs like that, so it don't really matter.
Why are you breaking them up?
I will eat them up. I will eat them every now and then. Why do I break them up?
Yeah, I just want to know.
Because I just like to break them up.
That's.
I just like to break them up.
Will you acknowledge it's a little not being truthful. It's a little different. It's not
breaking up hot dogs.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
But nobody else does this.
Yes, it is. Yes,
no,
they
no,
do.
No, who? No, 97% of people said no.
72% of the people out there.
No, you. No, you.
72%. I don't believe these posts. These people are delusional.
No, these are anonymous votes. This is where they get to be the most truthful.
They're monominous?
Yes,
they're monominous
they
votes.
Are, yeah. This is where, if anything, they would be more willing to tell the truth.
It's not. No, they're not telling the truth.
You know what I'm picturing? I'm at, like, you know, when you have a Venn diagram? In your mind, the same people that are actively chasing Bigfoot are the ones that are chopping their hot dogs up.
Yes.
Yep.
Same. No, there are people. I sent you. See, you know what I noticed about you, too?
Oh, goodness.
Because I sent you a story about Bigfoot.
Yes.
Because they found
it. But wait. Just because
there's a 72%.
Yeah. And nobody acknowledged the story.
I'm happy for Bigfoot.
No, but I'm just saying. I need some. Neither one of you guys acknowledged the story.
What acknowledgement
do
you want?
You were asking for an apology. The whole 72% thing was still idiotic. We know that people look for Bigfoot.
I did ask for an apology.
You weren't getting one. The only person apologizing around here should be you.
I apologize. And nobody acknowledged the fact that they found Bigfoot.
No,
they found.
Allegedly.
Hold on.
Allegedly, yeah.
They could have been two random people with a camera, not millions of people.
70% of people.
It was a lot of people looking for Bigfoot.
No, it's
a
not.
Weeks
it's
ago.
It's really not that many.
Remember, we had it was Jerry the Truckhorn guy.
Yeah,
he told us that he agrees because he believes in Bigfoot.
You can believe all you want.
Bigfoot's out there, man.
People don't understand statistics.
No, I know that.
Got a lot of uncharted territory out there.
NBA season is always when I know people don't understand math and statistics, because every person has 15 top five players. Now, there's five. Five top five players. All right, let's, before we go back to the phone lines, can we get a third clue? We have to give this prize. We have a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. We're going to be there this Thursday from 10 to 2 doing our show, KlondikeKates.com. Four details. Come on out, hang out with us, and we have a $50 gift card for you. So give everyone the first two clues and then add number three in.
The first clue was, I've denounced this on the air before many times.
Okay.
The second clue is, this originated in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm.
The third clue, this should give it away. I'm going to give it a little bit more because it's kind of a vague third clue.
Go ahead.
This is a seasonal thing. Like right around now. We're in the sweet spot.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
We're in the sweet spot for this.
And then you ripped this before? I know what this is. Let's see what the people do. Josh in Wilmington's up. Hey, Josh.
Hey, gentlemen. What's happening? Hey, you know what's funny is you guys were just talking, and the first thing that went through my head was, you know, first personal preference, you do whatever you want, but it's like, hey, not everybody does that, you know. We did land people on the moon, though. You know what's hard? I forget what was. Man, how quickly I had a thought and how quickly it went away. I apologize.
But anyway,
don't worry about it. I do that every day.
That fits the show very well. Yeah.
Every day.
That's why I call the show every day, man.
You are in a safe space with us.
Except for the hot dog thing.
That.
Yeah, that, you're not
I love the trust tree, the circle.
Yes.
So I got to tell you, I was going to reference Chuck from Mount Airy, because his Joel Embiid takes, I was just going to jump right on his back, and then he spoke before me. Joel Embiid stinks. I can't take this guy anymore, and that's all I want to say. He's terrible. I'm sick and tired of the same old, right? And we've been doing a lot of the same old when it comes to the Eagles of late, right? It's the same. Well, you know what? The Eagles actually try and perform and come out and make an effort, so on and so forth. I'm not saying Joel Embiid isn't making an effort, but what I'm saying is, brother, you really haven't done diddly
squat, right? So toughen up and shut your mouth and stop moping and play some basketball. Now that I'm done with my Joel Embiid tirade, the Birds. Man, have they turned the corner? Yeah, they've turned the corner. And I was talking to Kyle. It's the same rhetoric every single day from that, you know, that portion of our fan base that just can't be happy, not one bit, right? Like, calm down and let's find some positive. My uncle used to say that to me all the time. Hey, you got to find the positive. Well, the positive is our defense is really starting to wake up. You know what I mean?
And no, it's the first time since 2017 they've had back-to-back games without allowing a touchdown. I mean, that's pretty remarkable, yeah.
It's remarkable, you know? And I got, you know, that's pretty much all I got. However, I guess on Hughes Clues, I got to say pumpkin spice.
I knew that guess was funny. It's a good guess.
Somebody else.
It's not it.
Somebody else had that.
But you're on the. I'll say this. You're on the right track. You're on the right track. Just if anyone else is there, they're probably going to get this thing soon. 215-592-9494. Yeah, and the thing about Joel, because Josh said you to kind of just lace it up and go play. If he's hurt, he's hurt. That's a reality of him as a player. He's always hurt. But it's this. They give you different information.
It's the skullduggery.
It's nonsense.
That's going on with the fact that we don't know what's going on with Joel.
What are we ramping up from? He played in the Olympics. Did he re-injure himself, or did he play in the Olympics before he was fully healthy? Well, what's the answer? It's got to be. It's one of those two things.
It kind of feels like that. And this is the thing. This has come full circle because this is the thing that all of us were really worried about. Was him playing the Olympics and him being ready for the regular season to start.
And if he is healthy and they want to slow play how many games he's going to play because they think this will keep him healthy for the playoffs, how about be transparent with the fans? People pay a lot of money for Sixers tickets. They have the home game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people were excited about it too.
Sure, if the plan is 50 games because that's what they think his body can handle, then just tell us. Tell us what the plan is. They do this in baseball all the time, right? They have certain pitchers where they say, you know, the innings limit this year is 125 innings, you know, and then you kind of figure out how they're going to work.
Yeah, but people were excited. Like, this is the unfortunate thing.
But you can't lie because people were excited.
Yeah, but people were excited for the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing about it, we're not getting to see Paul George either. We're not seeing either one of these
guys. Right, and the George one, what are you going to
do? We understand that. Yeah, you can't do anything about that. But the Joel and B one, went to see him out there on the court, them ugly-ass Snickers that he got from the I'm hating. I'm kidding. I just thought it was funny.
It was.
But no, we did want to see him out there. We definitely wanted to see him out there.
Yeah, and if he's unhealthy, say he's unhealthy. If he's healthy and this is a slow play because you want to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs, then just communicate it. I mean, it just feels like the Sixers have no idea how to communicate, and they make themselves look worse every year. 215-592-9490. If we've got a prize to give away, your guesses with your calls on the Eagles, and we'll react to something Sirianni said to the morning show a bit more next. Plus, kiss the baby in the 1 o'clock hour. It's the midday show. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell you about some Hatfield meats. Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, which you know I love, ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.